house proper if he does not have the proper tools to work with. Nor can a mechanic who attempts to fix an automobile can fix it properly if he does not have the proper tools to thus do so. So if we, as John 8:31 said, continue in his word, if we do not have the proper tools to do it with, how can we thus so far? As Philippians 2:12 says, work out our salvation with fear and trembling. The Bible, 2 Timothy 3:16-17, states that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction into righteousness, so that the man of God may be perfectly, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So I want to ask a question. Who do not have a Bible that is personally yours, that you can write in, you can mark in, you can just feel the pages as you study each day? I'm not talking about a Bible you pick up in here, a Bible that you just have haphazardly pick up as you run out the house that you won't pick up again. But I'm talking about your Bible, your book, that you can personally mark and write and denote and just write all over and just, you know, your own personal book. See, when we come together, this is a work in progress. But if you don't have the tools, you don't have the Bible, you don't have those things, it's kind of wasted time. It's like writing something on a scratch of paper and then 2 or 3 hours later you ask where it is and you can't find it. It's not going to do you any good. If you don't have one, maybe we can find out who don't have one and we maybe can help you get one. So out of curiosity, who don't have one? Okay, very good. I just wanted to know because, see, it's no time to be shamed because here we're trying to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, amen. And when you come together, we expect you to have your Bible, amen, that you can write in, and we're not talking about one you pick up in the pews, amen, that you're going to walk out the door with, amen. Pick it up this afternoon, pick it up tomorrow, pick it up Tuesday as we study to show ourselves approved unto God. All right, let's go to 1 Timothy 3:15 this morning. And what we're going to talk about is what does the Bible say about church attendance. But before we can do that, I want you to open your Bible and I want to give you 5 points. I want you to make note of these 5 points. That is the church in relationship to the Lord's house, the head, the saved, our name written in heaven, and Christians are God's children and his servants. So we're going to tie them together, amen, together, amen. And the first one, I want to go to 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 15. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 15. And if you're there, I want you to note Colossians 1:18 and Ephesians 1:22-23. That's why I say you need to have your Bible, because we're going to tie these scriptures together. 1 Timothy 3:15, and if you dare, you're going to denote Colossians 1:18 and Ephesians 1:22-23. Because 1 Timothy 3:15 talks about the church of Christ is the Lord's house. See, when we come together on the first day of the week, we're coming to the Lord's house. It's like he read in Psalms 122:1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. Let us go unto the house of the Lord. Who house? The Lord's house. Who house? The Lord's house. That's what we're coming for. We're coming together to work out our salvation. Where? In the Lord's house. Not any house, but the Lord's house. 1 Timothy 3:15 says, But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know, underline that word know, gnosko. We talked about that this morning. That is the knowledge of understanding that we have, that we may observe, that we may bring personal experience. Let me give it to you one more time in case you weren't here. Gnosko, G-I-N-O-S-K-I. Gnosko, that is to know, that is that the knowledge that we have. That's why you're here today, to get knowledge through understanding that we may observe, that we may have personal experience. Amen. That's what knowledge does. That's what gnosko does. It gives you knowledge. That's what I say. Do you have your own Bible? Why? Because you got to know. You got the gnosko. You can't use my knowledge. You got to use your own knowledge. Amen. Because every man got to work out his own salvation. Amen. That's the reason why you're here. We're not here to entertain you. We're not here to put on a show. We're here to grow. We're here to know. Amen. Gnosko, that is to come to understanding based on knowledge that we may observe. Amen. That we may prove, that we may test in order to be that perfect man, that perfect work. Amen. So underline that somewhere in your Bible, somewhere in the back, in the front, in the side, somewhere. I'm going to slow it down a little bit because I want you to see that. I want you to write that word, no, K-N-O-W. Underline, this is the definition. The Greek word is G-I-N-O-S-K-I, G-I-N-O-S-K-I. You can Google it. You can ask.com and look at it later, and that simply means to have understanding, to have knowledge, to observe in order to have personal experience. What that personal experience means, that when you leave here, you can take it with you, amen. When you leave here, you can apply. When that devil comes, you can say, it is written, amen, based on what's up here, because you put it right here. 1 Corinthians 6:19, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. The word is here because you know, you understand, amen. You can observe and you're going to apply it to what? Personal experience. Y'all got that? See, that's the reason why I say you got to have your own Bible. Because you write on a little piece of paper, this afternoon the devil's going to be able to take that paper from you, amen. You're not going to know where it is. But when you have your own Bible, then whenever you study your Bible, you're going to say, no, 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 gnosko, no, gnosko. That is knowledge. See, that's what that word means. You say, you're being repetitious, brother Lyle. You're right, I'm being repetitious. I'm going to be repetitious so that we can work out our salvation with fear and trembling. When my time up today, we don't get but that one word, no, that's enough to make the church say amen, amen. So that you may know that you're in the house of God. You're not in any house, but you're in the house of God. Amen. That you may know, that you may understand. We're not talking about any house, but we're talking about the house that the Lord built. Amen. We said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. What house? That is the house of God. Amen. How you know that? Because you understand that. 1 Timothy 3:15 told you that. I didn't tell you. The Bible told you. Amen. That's how you proved it. That's how you tested. Amen. You know, we're talking about that word prove. You start with a point to come to an end result. Amen. And that's what that word means. That we may know. You got it? That you may know how thou art to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church, underline that word church, ecclesia, 2 Thessalonians 2:14, the called out body of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. Now start right there and look what the Holy Spirit is telling us. Number one, because you know, right, that it is the house of God. Amen. See, number one, because you know it is the house of God, what we're doing now, teaching you, teaching me how to appreciate what the house of God is. And when you appreciate what the house of God is, then you're going to know how to act in the house of God. Amen. See, you're going to know how to act in the house of God. Amen. Because see, what we do in the house of God is based on pillar and ground of truth. So underline that word truth. See, everything that we do in the house of God, because we know, amen, it's going to be based on truth. Because if we say a thing, or teaching a thing, that's not backed up by truth, it's all in vain. Matthew 15:9. Amen. See, that is to know that when he read, see, what the psalmist said in Psalm 122:1, when he said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. See, what house? It's the Lord's house. See, when we come together on the first day of the week, we come into the Lord's house. We're not coming to anybody's house. Amen. See, because what we know, because of knowledge, what's the knowledge? 1 Timothy 3:15, amen, that it is the pillar and ground of truth, amen. See, in relationship to the church that Jesus built. Now, let's go to Ephesians 1:22-23, and we're going to go a little bit further in relationship to this genosko, that is to know, Ephesians 1:22-23, and if you dare, write Colossians 1:18 by that. Ephesians 1:21, we'll start at verse 21, 22, and 23, because see, we're trying to give us understanding through knowledge that, see, this house of God was just a pillar and ground of truth. It says in Ephesians 1:21-22, if you're there, write Colossians 1:18. See, in your Bible, okay? In your Bible, amen. And we're going to be cross-referencing this here in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Okay, Ephesians 1:21. Ready? He says, above all, principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. See, and that every name that is named, and not only in this world, but also that in which is to come. I'll read it one more time, because see, the name of Jesus, see, in the house of the Lord, the living God and the pillar and ground of truth is above all names. See, every name that is named, and not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Right, Acts 4:12. And hath put all things under Jesus' feet, and gave Jesus to be the head over all things to the church, comma, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So what he's simply saying here, that the house of God, which is the pillar and ground of truth, is above every name, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under Jesus' feet. Amen. And gave Jesus to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So he simply said that Christ's body is the church, and the church is his body. Now, go to 1 Corinthians 12:12 and denote that somewhere in your notes. 1 Corinthians 12:12 and denote that in your notes. 1 Corinthians 12:12, and hold your spot there, because we're coming back to show what we're talking about. In 1 Corinthians 12:12, in relationship to Christ being the head of the church, which is his body, which his name is above every name, which his name is above every name, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. In 1 Corinthians 12:12, look what he says here. Just trying to make us think to see what he's talking about. The church, which is his body, and the body, which is his church. So let's read verse 12. And where you see the word body, just write the word church. Because the body is the church, right? Am I right? Which is the Lord's house, amen. See, he said, as far as the church is one, amen. Am I right? It has put many members, and all the members of that one church, being many, are one church, so also is Christ. So if the Lord's house is only one church, which is his body, And his name is above every name, not only in this world, but also to come. Do you see the importance of this day? Do you see the importance of being here on the Lord's day? In the Lord's house? Not any house, but the Lord's house, the Lord's body, the Lord's church, above every name. See, not some name, but every name. You understand what I'm saying? In relationship to sin, because here he says in 1 Corinthians 12:12 that the body, that the church is what? One. Amen? And not a plurality of churches. Now go to Acts 2:47. See, once we get nosco on that, once we understand that, once we get that knowledge, and this is a good thing about it, amen. Acts 2:47. See, all right. I want you to back up. I love this Terry. 44. Okay? Then we're going to drop down to 47 for time's sake. Because see, let me tell you something, brother. See, once you know, once you understand, once you got that knowledge, once you see it through observation, through the power of the word, that you can make it practicality, that you can make it pistis, faith, conviction. See, once you see that and once you understand that, okay, then faith begin to work. Amen. Because verse 44 says what? He said to verse 44, all that believe, all have faith. Amen. We're together. See, when we believe, when we together, when we one based on the word. Because we're not going to believe it if it's not in the word, amen. If we can't prove it, if we can't find it in the Bible, we're just not going to do it. We're not going to believe it. What we do here, when we did the Lord's Supper, we said Acts 20 and 7. Up on the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread. When? Every first day of the week. Why? Because that's what the Bible says. When we gave, we lay by in store as we prosper. If you didn't prosper nothing, you can't lay by in store. You ain't made no money. You can't give nothing, right? See, it said up on the first day of the week, see, they came and laid by in store as they prosper. See, 1 Corinthians 16:1-2. You got to do it exactly the way the Bible teaches us to do it. Amen. It wipes out children, church. Children don't make no money. They can't give nothing. Amen. They didn't prosper. Amen. Amen. You say, well, let's do it to just show them. Well, you can show them through the word. Amen. Teach them in the word. See? You understand what I'm saying? See, we can't tithe because the Bible don't talk about tithing. Amen. It says up on the first day of the week, disciples came together and they laid by in store as they were prospered. Amen. If you ain't prospered, then I can't come to Brother Frey and say, loan me $2 to put in church. Amen. That's violating of the principle. Amen. Because every man got to examine himself. Every man got to lay by in store as he what? Prosper. Amen. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? See? That's what we did. Amen. Why? In the Lord's house. Amen. Why? Because he's the head. Amen. It's his body. Amen. It's his church. Amen. That's really why it said that all those believed were together. See, when we get together, when we get on one page, when we get unified, we all can believe and we can all have things in common using the Bible. Amen. See, the folks with Jim Jones got in trouble because they did what Jim Jones said. Y'all remember that? See, when you do what somebody else tells you to do in somebody else's house, other than the Lord's house, see, wrong from wrong, can't make right, amen. But when you take right, amen, to come into the Lord's house, I was glad, and then see that the Lord's house was the pillar and ground of truth, amen. And you see that based on knowledge, amen. Am I right? That the body is the church, and the church is the body. And because of that, we all who believe, see, we come together. When do we come together? The first day of the week. Why? Because that's when we're going to do this here. Amen. When you come here on Wednesday night, we don't do this. We don't give. We don't take up no money. Because if we take up money, it violates the first day of the week. Amen. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So verse 44, right quick. And I love that. Thank you, Terry. Terry, so much. Amen. Acts 2, 44. Terry taught me this. And I've been cherishing it ever since then. Amen. Is it, and all that believed were together, and they had all things common. Underline that word common. That means that we're heirs of God, Romans 8, 16 and 17. We're joint heirs of Jesus Christ. We are royal priesthood. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, I mean 1 Peter chapter 2, in relationship to understanding what is the word of God. And then verse 46 says, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking the bread and house to house, to eat their meat with gladness and singing heart. Let me clear it up, because see, here they're not talking about the Lord's Supper. They're talking about, wait a minute now, they're talking about a common meal. That we come together, amen. Because we all are unified, that we all are believers, fellow brothering, that is, because of the word of God. And then 47 said, praising God and having favor with all the people. I wonder why the Lord gonna add. How come anybody can't add? If his name is above every name, he's the only one qualified. If he's the head of the church, he's the only one what? Qualified. And the Lord adds to the church, to the Lord's house, daily, such as should be saved. If you're there, underline, see, praising God, having favor, see, of all the people, see, the Lord will add you to his church, amen, such as should be saved, 1 Peter 3:21, see, in relationship to salvation, amen. Y'all with me? See, then, Hebrews 12, 23. It tickled me. You know why it tickled me? Truth is something else, ain't black. See, you have your Bible, you be writing it on scraps. You won't know where it is this evening. Amen. By Acts 2, 47, right? Hebrews 12, 23. See, once you get saved in the Lord's house, well, Christ is the head of that church. That house was just a pillar and ground of truth. Amen. Then, Hebrews 12, 23. Y'all with me? He says in Hebrews 12:23, he said to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written, where? In heaven. Right? Ephesians 1:3 there. All spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. Where? In heaven. Where our headquarters is? In heaven. Amen. Where? There where Jesus is. In heaven. See? There where he reigns. The head of the church, Ephesians 1, 23, Colossians 1, 18, where? In heaven, where our names are written in the Lamb's book of life, where? In heaven, amen. Amen. That's the reason why we believe and we have all things in common, amen. That's the reason why David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the Lord's house. Because if you go to somebody else's house, your name going to be written somewhere else. Amen. But because I believe, and I continued daily, amen, and I got all things in common, and the Lord added me to the church. Now, he said to the general assembly and to the church, he said, your name is written, where? In heaven, amen. Yeah. Amen? Yes, now, where would you have your name written? In heaven or somewhere in a book? That don't have no significance. Amen? Let me read again. He said to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to the God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Now let me slow it down a little bit. Because see, let's look at it. Once you get into the church of the firstborn, that's Jesus Christ, amen, which are written in heaven, and to the God, the judge of all, and to the spirits, and then that word spirits, you know what that word means, spirit, that means? That means how you're going to receive it. See, a lot of you here, but you're not receiving it. Your spirit ain't right. See, some is kicking it back. It's called sin, amen. See, some of you sitting here thinking, well, how much long he going to preach? I'm ready to go home. You're here in the body, but you're not here in the spirit, amen. See, your spirit got to be right to receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. You can't sit up here and sleep and the spirit be working. Amen. How you going to comprehend some sleep? Huh? Now, watching a movie, and it was a good movie. And I went to sleep. I ain't seen no movie. And that day, my wife, I said, what happened on that movie? She said, I don't know. I went to sleep too. T-Bow wouldn't even help me. That's saying that wrong, ain't it? Okay, y'all know what I'm talking about when you're a car stuff. TiVo? I don't know what it is. You know why I missed it? Because I was asleep. Yes, sir. My spirit wasn't working. Amen? I had a dead spirit. A sleeping spirit. You see what I'm saying? How in the world, that's what that word means, and to the spirits of just men. Now, underline that word just and go with me to the book of Romans right quick. Hold your spot there because you just got to see it. Amen. Because you got to be just. You got to be right for the spirit to be right. Amen. That your name be written in heaven. And then because of the firstborn, which the name was above every name. Amen. See, once we come into the Lord's house. In the book of Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 17. By the word just, write Romans 1, 17. Because I'm going to tell you what just means. To be just by a proper spirit. See, the proper spirit, listen to what I'm saying. Don't worry about him. Don't worry about him. He's going to cry in good days and bad days. Because I know he lived with me. Okay. All right. See somebody trying to violate your spirit. Amen. See, they were not stopped. They said, don't pay no attention to him. That granddaddy talking. Okay. All right. Go back. Come on, come on, be with me. Stay with me. See, that just spirit, you got to understand what the word just means in relationship to how the word of God works. So by the word just, write Romans 1, 17, and let's go there, and let me show you what he's talking about here in Romans 1 and verse 17. Y'all there? I'm going to slow it till you get there in your Bible. Amen? Now, everybody in there, I want to make sure you're there. Everybody there? Okay. He said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. All right? From pistos to pistos, P-I-S-T-I-S, from conviction to conviction. How can you be convicted of something you don't know? Y'all with me? How can you be right for something you don't know? How can you be just if your spirit ain't right? Amen. The reason why he said, the spirit unto just. See, your spirit got to be right based on faith, based on knowledge, based on what you know, what you understand, you're observing it, so it can what? It can work in your life. Amen. That's what just means. Amen. But it got to be the right spirit. Amen. In case you didn't know, there are two spirits. There are right spirit and the wrong spirit. There are God's spirit and that's the devil's spirit. Either you're right or you're wrong. Either with God or you with the devil. There ain't no middle ground. Amen. You can't be half right and half wrong. Am I right? Sometimes people say, well, at least I'm 85%. That ain't good enough. Amen. Am I right? And the reason why I'm saying that, you may say, well, that's cold-hearted. That's not cold-hearted. Because here you are right now. Forget those things behind and press on toward the mark. See, you can't change what happened yesterday. But today is a new day. By God's grace, he allowed you to be here one more day. Amen. Am I right? So would that mean that whatever beset you yesterday, you can correct today? You can wake up broken than a skunk. But that evening, you can have some money. If you don't do nothing, but go pick up cans. See, whatever you can do. Amen. So we got control of our own being because we're free moral agents. We are creatures of choice. See, so you can be at a point right now. But by the grace of God, God's grace and mercy, and through the power of the word of God, through justification, that is, through knowledge, he can change whatever beset you, and today could be a new day. That's the reason why you're here. See, why do you think you come in the house of the Lord? See, people go to church for wrong reasons. People go to be entertained, to hear the choir sing, to hear pageantry. See, people practice to entertain you during the week and don't even pull out the word. Amen. Now, it was a good show. It was good entertainment. But the devil's still on my back. The devil's still riding me. Problems still beset me. Amen. Why? Because we all sin. And we all fall short of God's glory. I sin, you sin, all God's children sin. But we just don't let sin control us. It's there. I know it's there. I told you this morning in Sunday school. I know what beset me. I know what my problems is. And I deal with them every day. Amen. I can tell you something that happened the other day. You say, oh no. But it did. I stood in the middle of a store, hollered, screamed. They thought I was crazy. It is written. Because the devil was on my back. I thought the folks stuff down on the floor. And after I got caught myself, see, it might have been caught, but I came to my senses, I picked them back up. I didn't even buy no gas. I went to get gas and saw something up in there. It scared me so bad, I didn't even get no gas. I got in my truck and flew. But it had to be something there, folks. It had to be knowledge there to help me overcome that. Amen. Why? Because we all have sin. Amen. We all got problems, but you got to know what your problem may be in order to be made just. That's the reason why your spirit got to be right. You say, well, 85% or 50%. It got to be all the way. See, God is a jealous God. If he can have all of you, he don't want none of you. Amen. Then folks talking about, well, I got a husband. At least you got a piece of husband. Who wants a piece of husband? You heard people say that? He ain't what he need to be, but at least he's a piece of, I don't want no piece of wife. I want a whole wife. Amen. Don't split no chicken wing with me. Give me a whole wing. Well, ain't got but one piece of chicken wing. You want a piece? No. Give me the whole wing. I'm about to offer you something so good, and then they leave, you get mad because you want more. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good work. But see, it got to be the proper spirit. You remember I started the lesson out by saying, did you have a Bible? See, I had a reason for saying that. See, you're here. You're writing this thing down so that you can be made just, so you can be made right, so you can correct what's wrong. Amen. See, that's why David said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Because a lot of folks don't know what it is. Amen. This church business is a building. Amen. It makes no difference what you do it if it's the wrong spirit. Amen. So go back to what he said here. He said, for there is the righteousness of God revealed from pistol to pistol, from conviction to conviction, as it is written. See, the just, that word just means that which is made right, shall live by what? The book. That's the only thing we can live by. So if we're going to live by the book, amen. If we're going to live by the book, why would we come here and do anything but the book? I mean, why are we in the church and you have a church without the book? What are you doing outside the book? Why are you doing things that are not in the book? Amen. That don't make no sense. Amen. It don't make a bit of sense. Why? Because see, what you're trying to do, think about it. What you're trying to do and what we're trying to do, we're trying to grow, work out, pistols, have knowledge to understand so we can take this book and observe. See, you got a problem. You're looking at it straight head on. Amen. And you letting pistols, faith, make it right. And that's the only thing that make it right. And like I told you in Sunday school, sometimes people can say, well, man, that's a bad thing I'm dealing with. Ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. See, he can straighten out anything. If he can make the world from nothing, he can straighten out my problem and your problem. See, this is power right here, Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. This is stronger than dynamite, but dynamite no good if you don't blow it up. Amen. Am I right? See, that's the reason why they had all things were common, because they believed, because they had faith, because see, you're justified by faith. That is, see, everything that I said this morning in Sunday school, right? Everything I've said today, everything I'm going to say tonight, what good is saying it when you're not going to use it? See, they were laughing at me in Sunday school, but I tell them I went to Walmart. And the lady said, $14.96. See, I said, oh. I stood right there. I don't care how long the line was. I said, oh, that ain't right. I looked at my ticket. She charged me twice, $1.98. I said, you charged me twice for this, but for macaroni and cheese. She said, well, go to customer service and they'll give you money back. I said, what took you so long? I said, I can get my money back. She said, you worry about that little bit of money? It's my money. I sense another look. So y'all just walk off. There ain't nothing but money. Who? $1.48 be less. I have to pay on my water bill. Amen. Am I right? I just thought I'd drop that by. Amen. See, in relationship, go back to Hebrew. Y'all with me so far? See, it got to be done right, just being made right. So we go to Hebrews, where we at? 12:23. He said, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits, and then there were spirits of just men. Wait a minute, it goes on a little far, Terry. See, when you got the right spirit and you're just, then it brings about perfection. All right? And they were perfection, the perfect man, and let me give you three words it means. Let me tell you what it means. It means that you're going to be mature, that you're going to grow up, and you're going to be full grown. See, when you mature, you're going to grow up, and you're going to be full grown. See, when you do that, then we can have all things in common. See, that's when we come together, we're going to take every minute. I'm going to do it to 12:30. I'm going to do it to 12:30. We're going to teach it. We're going to do it. We ain't going to shortcut it, because we need more time than that. Amen. For us to reach full maturity, full grown, grow up, amen, with the right spirit, so when that devil comes, we can say it is written, amen. Why? Because when we come together in the Lord's house, we ain't come together in any kind of house, amen. See, we come together for a purpose. See, and when you got a purpose, the correct purpose, it's going to give you the right results. Amen. But I threw my notes way over him. Come here, baby. Get that up, because I get up. I won't preach no more today. Thank you, baby. See, somebody don't like what I'm talking about. Amen. Thank you, baby. Amen. How you throwing way over there? Ain't that something? Amen. See. You have a perfect man, but it got to be by the right spirit. Your name got to be written in heaven, amen. You got to be in the right house while Christ is the head, which is his body, the church, amen. And you got to take all of these things that I'm telling you and make it applicable in order for us to perfect, amen, and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then Romans 8. Romans chapter 8. Y'all know I'm not going to finish this lesson, don't you? But that's all right. Y'all enjoying it? I am. Amen. It's a shame for a Christian to catch hell. Amen. And call yourself a Christian. Amen. It don't make no sense. Amen. Now, we're in this world, but we're not of the world. Amen. 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither thing that in the world, to love the world, not of the Father. We're in this world, but the world don't show how to control us. Amen. Am I right? See, and that's the point. What we want you to do is take this pistol, what you got, and make it just right in order to be that perfect man. Amen. In the Lord's house. That's why we're going to stay in the Lord's house. Amen. So go to Romans 8, 16 and 17. If you're there, I want you to write Galatians 3, 26 and 27 and 2 Timothy 2, 24. Okay? In Romans chapter 8 and verse 16, you're going to write, read in your Bible, you're going to write, read in your Bible, Galatians 3, 26 and 27, and you're going to write 2 Timothy 2, 24. Read in your Bible. Amen. Amen. It says in Romans 8, 16, he said, the Spirit, where did you get through? I know you're right. All right? The Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit. That's the Word. The Holy Spirit is the Word. Amen. You understand that? That Comforter, John 14, 26, 15, 26, 16, 13, that Comforter, that Spirit of truth, that he told his apostles that he's going to give them the baptism of the Holy Spirit and going to bring back remembrance of all those things that he had taught them. Right? You know, in 1 Corinthians 13, he told them, for we know in part and prophesied in part, but when that which is perfect is come, that which in part shall be what? James 1:25, we got the perfect law of liberty, right? That's the deity of 1 John 5:8. You got three people in the deity. The word deity means Godhead. You got the Father, you got the Son, and you got the Holy Spirit. The Father sent the Son to die on the cross to establish a church, to be the head. He sent the Holy Spirit, which is the Word. So whenever you study the Bible, and when you say the Spirit, and Spirit is always in a capitalization, he's talking about the Holy Spirit. Yes, and when you see Spirit, and it's a small S, he's talking about the attitude, how you receive, your mindset. Amen. The engrafted Word. Amen. You got that? The reason why, you're going to see it in both cases. He said the Spirit, itself bears witness with our spirit. Underline the both. See, the Spirit which is the Word, amen, works with our spirit. That's your mindset. Amen. That's your knowledge. That's your understanding. See, that's what that is. That's how you receive the Word. So if you receive the Word wrong, is it the right spirit? No. See, that's what justifies us. It got to be the right spirit because we're justified by faith from faith. Right? So it's the Word that we get now, right? That we put into the temple of God with us. 1 Corinthians 6:19, right? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So when you study the Word, because you come here, see, you come here this morning in the Lord's house, you want the Word, amen? Right. See, you're enthusiastic about the Word, amen? You're excited about the Word, amen. When you walk up this morning, you're saying, man, I can't wait to get to Sunday school this morning. Man, we're going to study the book of James. I can't wait to get back on Wednesday night. We're going to study the book of John. I can't wait to get back tonight because you're hungry and thirsting out the righteousness. Are you excited as I am? Amen. That's where you're supposed to be. You didn't wake up tomorrow. I guess I'm going. Well, I just hope he don't preach too long. You know, man, I'm going to put my roast on. Hope you don't burn it up. Jesus. I hope you don't have that kind of spirit. Because what you sow is what you're going to reap. Amen. It's your mindset. You don't go Friday, well, you can give my paycheck if you want to give it to me. I can wait. If you need it, you can have it. I don't need it. Let me bless your family. Keep it. Amen. Man, I was just enthusiastic about my daughter 98 cents. Okay, how long it would have took me? See, that's my money. I don't care what you say. Why you take so long? That's my money. Amen. See, you got to have the right spirit. See, we have the right spirit about something, and something we don't. Amen. See, so you got to take the word, amen, and you got to put it in here, amen, amen, and that's how both spirits work. Now, one thing is a problem. When you got sin in the middle, Luke 8:11, see, the word ain't going to penetrate. Luke 8:11 says seed is the word. See, there's no way you can take good seed and put it in a sin, it ain't gonna penetrate. See, you take some seeds, and you say, well, I'm gonna grow me some tomatoes. And you're gonna throw them on some asphalt and see how far they'll penetrate. Yeah. Amen. See, you take some seeds and put them in some red clay and see where they penetrate. You take some seeds and you can plant in good soil, but you don't cultivate that soil and let weeds and all kinds of stuff overtake that, it'll kill your good seed. We ain't got to cultivate. We cultivate now, amen. So we can keep the weeds out, amen. You know, the weeds is the world. See, the world could be your own children. It could be your own wife. It could be your own family. It could be your job. Anything that beset you, amen. Anything that's going to stop you from letting the spirit be right. See, this is the only thing going to stop this from working. See, this is what he's talking about. That we can be heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. See, this right here is constantly working. Amen. That's where you want Gnosko got to be there. See, Gnosko give you the knowledge, give you understanding through observation that when that pop up, you can say, it is written. You can push it out. Amen. And as sure as I'm standing here, it's going to happen. The devil going to happen. It make no difference how long you've been in church, how much scripture you know, how long you've been preaching, the devil still will work in you if you let him. Am I right? See, that's the reason why you got to keep this right in order for this to keep working. Amen. And this ain't going to work. There ain't nothing there to make it work. Y'all with me? Y'all folks who don't study, see that? Come on, come on. See? You know, threw my paper on the side. Now that working. Okay, anyway, we're going to move on. He said that, about our time, one more minute. He said, the spirit itself bear witness with our spirit. Now look what he said. Don't worry about that cell phone. Look at the book. Come on, y'all. Come on, get back in the book. Don't worry about it. Amen. Where did you get there? I see your mind. We don't been distracted. Amen. Y'all ready? So you got to get back. That's all right, baby. That's a lesson to learn. Cut it off next time. All of us. Amen. Am I right? See, we're here to work. Amen. Am I right? See, what we're saying, the devil trying to pull us away. See, it wasn't your fault who called you. It's just life. Life gets in the way, don't it? Don't it, y'all? And see, this is a lesson to learn. See, what good is things happening if you don't learn from it? I'm going to see and say, all right, baby, keep on calling. We got to deal with it, folks. Amen. Now, if I'm wrong, y'all correct. Because, see, he don't like this. You know who he is? Satan. Because, see, you don't get this kind of teaching everywhere. I'm telling you, folks, I'm not trying to brag on myself. But you just ain't going to get it. You know why? Because preachers preach for money nowadays. And they ain't going to say nothing to make you stop writing this check. And they ain't going to say nothing to make nobody mad because they know they need a check. It made no difference to me. Because my reward is heaven. Well, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm going to tell you something else. the Lord going to hold me accountable for every sermon that I preach. Amen. How well I prepare, how well I deliver in relationship to doing his will. So my mindset, it ain't about no money. If it's about money, I've been gone. I've been left this church. Look how much money we took up today. It ain't about no money. And the devil ain't happy. That's just my mindset. I'm going to preach the word. And if you're going to stand up here, anybody preach. If you can't preach the word, I ain't going to let you up here. Amen. Y'all said, I want to preach. If you want to get me to preach, you better be ready. Because you ain't ready, I'm going to come to you. I'm going to give you a second chance to correct what you did, but you're going to be ready because we in a work in progress. Amen. Don't y'all want it that way? Would you want anything less? Huh? We do. We're going to be just like the rest of the folks. Let me hurry up. It says here. Look here. He said, for you have not received of the Spirit. No. He said, the Spirit shall bear with without spirit. I do not know through spirit. See, that we are children of God. See, when your spirit matches with God's spirit, then you know you're a child of God. Okay? How in the world, think about this, y'all. How in the world can you get a wrong spirit and your spirit be wrong and be called Christian? Can that happen? Can you take wrong and make it right? Folks say, I went to the casino and God really blessed me. How can that be a blessing? Huh? You cheat on your income tax in January and claim somebody else's children and get more money back. God sure blessed me. How can it be a blessing when you cheated? Is that a blessing? Huh? When you still on your job and you sit there and say, well, they owe it to me. They ain't paying me enough anyway. They're still stealing. Amen. That's the wrong kind of spirit. When you go in your office at home, you got more supplies in your office than your company has. And it says, oh, they owe it to me because I'm going to work at home and I need that supplies. Come on. That's the devil getting you the wrong spirit. And one thing about the devil, he get you start stealing pencils. He going to go a little deeper with you. Sooner or later, you be robbing banks. Amen? Am I right? It's like men. These girls wink their eyes at you. You better be careful. Wink back. Or don't wink. Amen? My wife doing the right. I got to tell y'all this here. Because in the long run, it's going to get you in trouble. That general started out decent. He didn't know that 20,000 email later he going to get caught. Now he through. Y'all with me? Sin cannot reign in your mortal body. You got to do it right. Amen. And see, the reason why I'm saying that, you go to the store and you say, well, I don't know. I'm going to buy some of these grapes tonight. Let me taste them first. But you're going to get you the rest and jump on the scale. Because you got to pay for them. You going to do that? That's chances you buy. Amen. Y'all with me? The devil starts small, don't he? See? And then he destroys it. Because see, once he know he got your spirit, see, you're not going to match it with God's spirit, and then you're not going to be in children. You're not going to be a children of God. And when you come in the house of the Lord, house of the Lord ain't going to mean nothing to you. That's the reason why Paul said, when I depart, greedy wolves were in and not sparing the flock, speaking reverse doctrine to draw disciples after them, because he knew once they got your mindset, he got you. The house of the Lord don't mean nothing. So when you sit up in here and we see people, and you can tell, I can sit here and tell spirits. I can. See. So I'm sitting up. Same seat, but you move five times. You're restless. You ready? Amen. But see, I'm saying all that, brethren, because see, we got to believe and have all things in common. If we can't correct the problem, if you're not here, brethren, we as a congregation not going to be one. Amen. Amen. And that's the point. Hey, if you're here today and you need to respond to an invitation, my time is up, but I'll finish it another time. If you're here today and you need to respond to an invitation, you're here today and you're not a Christian, you can become a Christian today. Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and said, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus whom you had crucified, both Lord and Christ. And then when they heard this, they became pricked in their heart. And they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? You may be asking that same question. What must I do to be saved? He told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin, and he would give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. Verse 47 says, praising God and having faith with all the people, the Lord will ask you. You can't join this church. The Lord will add you. You can't join this church. The Lord will add you to the church daily. Certain should be saved. So if you're here today, you want to be saved today, we can baptize you today. You can put Christ on in baptism. Just, if you don't want to walk down this aisle, just stand where you are. Raise your hand. Right now, stand. Don't you put out the mind what you need to do today as we stand and sing.